the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good Sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Yesterday was April 7th. Lundy, and I actually participated in my first fantasy football draft. It's a sickness. It's a weakness. I got conned into one by our boss at SiriusXM, Matt Deutsch. They are like, he's begging and pleading, Brad, we have one spot left. Can you please fill it? And I'm like, sure. Why the hell not? And then he tells me after the fact, oh, we're playing this thing out. What, we're playing this thing out? It's April 7th. The NFL draft hasn't even happened yet. All the free agents haven't even signed. I don't even know where James Conner is even going to log a snap this upcoming year. But I participated in it. It was an absolute shit show. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It was awful. Pick it from the 10th spot. It took Travis Kelce with my first pick, which is fine. And it all went downhill from there. So I've already got my feet wet for the fantasy football season, Lundy. And I was while I was in between selections, I was perusing DraftKings Sportsbook to check out their NFL draft props. And there was one that stood out to me immediately based on a quote that this player said earlier in the week, and that is Najee Harris, right? Star running back of the formerly the Alabama Crimson Tide, a guy that's at the top of the running back draft board overall. He's minus 150 to be the first running back selected, and he came out and said earlier this week that he had a Zoom call with like every member of the Steelers staff, and they may be eyeing him in round one. So it seems like a near lock that Harris, and that's an obvious need for the Pittsburgh Steelers, would go to that franchise potentially with their first pick. Fills a need immediately, and it's minus 150. You might say, wow, that juice is kind of high. Still a lot of value there, amigo.
Yeah, I think there's value there. I mean, look, when we talk about, games or odds or futures that have that really high juice, and to me, that's anytime you start to get above about a 130, right? But when it's a lock, well, you got the juice, but if it's that much of a lock and you're feeling that strong about it, you got to jump on that thing because chances are, as we get closer to the draft, Brad, that number is probably going to go up.
It's probably going to be minus 175, minus 200, minus 250 as more rumblings start to seep and creep out. I could totally see that happening. So I immediately fired off a ticket on that. Again, Najee Harris being the first running back taken in the NFL draft at minus 150. Look, if you want to get on that, you want to get on the NBA, the NHL, anything under the sun that you could possibly imagine, log those bets right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And there's a little tournament going on right now in the state of Georgia. They're vying for a jacket that is the color of green, which could be the color of money as well that you could be rolling in at the end. And DraftKings is America's top-rated sportsbook app, and they're putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. This week, DraftKings is giving you 100-to-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish inside the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings, this is the time. Turning $1 to $100 is simple. Pick any golfer from this weekend's tournament, and if they finish in the top 10, you cash $100. That's 100-to-1 odds on an offer, and an offer that really doesn't come around very often. So sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook now and get in on all that action and choose your golfer before the tournament tees off on Thursday morning. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer of your choosing finishes inside the top 10 of this weekend's massive tournament. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, bartender, pour me another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go to the rink. And these are going to be rink-a-dink selections from Mr. Lundy. Please recap for our wonderful, beautiful audience out there how you did yesterday on a hockey hump day. And give me your first selection on the ice, hombre.
Yeah, yesterday, a little painful in the wallet. Anybody that was paying attention to, for example, the Colorado Avalanche, and I did expect that the Wild were going to, bounce back and probably give the Avs fits in the game up in the Great North. However, I was not expecting Minnesota to whack the Avalanche 8-3. That's a baseball score, guys. That's not that's not your typical hockey score. So, no, I was not expecting that. If you recall, we thought we did a TYG special. Yeah, well, don't pay any damn attention to my gut, okay? Because what we thought might be a high-scoring game between St. Louis and Vegas wound up with a total of 4, so they stayed under on that one for sure. Yeah, yesterday was a little painful, so let's shake it loose, right? Let's rattle the ice in our cup as we get ready to jump back on the ice, and let's see if the bartender will fill us up with a better drink. Let's take an underdog whose line is actually already been moving this morning, Brad. When we got ready to do the podcast, Winnipeg, who is on the road taking on the Montreal Canadiens, the Habs, were at a plus 110. They're already down to a plus 107. This thing's creeping down. This has more to do for me with Winnipeg on the money line at a plus number with what's going on with Montreal's schedule. If you recall, they had 4 games postponed as they were dealing with various COVID issues. And because of that, their schedule is absolutely brutal. They are playing every other day over and over and over again to try to get caught up. And so because of that, this is actually not just an every other day. It is a back-to-backer. So, yes, Montreal is at home, but they just lost in Toronto last night, and now they have to turn around and play Winnipeg at home. So I'm going to take Winnipeg as the underdog on the money line simply because of what Montreal is facing with their schedule. I think that they may come out a little bit lethargic tonight. So let's take the road underdog with Winnipeg and the Jets at a plus 108.
Oh, fly those Jets, fly!
Number 4.
All right, let's go back to the NHL, Lundy, and let's see if you can get off the schneid and recuperate some of the money that you lost yesterday. So what is your second selection in the NHL tonight?
My second selection, we're going to take who is a very heavy favorite on the straight money line, and that is the Tampa Bay Lightning at a minus 210. But, let's have some fun and put it on the 60-minute line. They will be in Columbus taking on the Blue Jackets, and I can turn that minus 210 into a minus 129 for them to be able to win in regulation in that 60-minute time. I think this is where Tampa Bay can bounce back. Here's the struggle that the Lightning have been having. They have actually lost 5 out of their last 7. However, Columbus has lost 7 of their last 9. So something has got to give here. These two teams played on Tuesday, and Columbus actually won that one 4-2. So I fully expect Tampa to bounce back. I don't think Columbus can beat the Lightning in back-to-back games. So to me, this is not only an opportunity for Tampa to be able to jump out and get the victory, but I think they do it within regulation. So you can take them at a minus 129 to win within the 60 minutes. And let's see if the Bolts can take care of the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, hopefully they'll strike down those representatives from Columbus.
Number 3.
All right, it's now time for MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA, where I've been lousy. Thank you, DeAndre Ayton, for screwing me over yet again. Yesterday, the line was 14.5 points, and of course, against the arguably the best defensive center in the NBA, Rudy Gobert, he went 18-12. Fantastic. I am the cooler right now. So cold. Ice cold, Lundy, living in Antarctica, my teeth chattering. So let's try to warm up here with a selection. And again, log on to MonkeyKnifeFight.com today and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN and score a free $5 game on the house as a new user. It's just you against the house and all of your favorite player props, as you already know and love, over or under on points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. You can stream in packs of 2 all the way up to 6. The more you hit on the more or less, the more cash you stuff in your pockets at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. All right, let's talk about De'Aaron the Crafty Fox, and I hope that's exactly what he's going to be as a distributor tonight, because I'm taking the over on 6.5 assists against the Detroit
Pistons. And I know what you're saying to yourself. Well, Fox hasn't really done this very often here in recent memory, and that would be a correct assessment. He's only been over 6.5 times in 2 of his last 7 games, but he has been a stat sheet stuffer in other categories across the board. It's a pretty good matchup on paper. The Pistons are number 20 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. Very handsome returns that they have allowed in that category. Number 18 in opponents' assists per game allowed. And if you use the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, this is the 11th best matchup for a gamer in the NBA. So De'Aaron Fox, who has flourished here, Lundy, over the last month and a half, a guy that's definitely delivering at an all-star level, I think will continue to churn out some of those sizzling statistics and hopefully in the assist category. So fade or follow my over 6.5 times for De'Aaron Fox against the Pistons.
Well, you know, Brad, I might just be punch drunk because I had the chance to finally attend a sporting event last night.
Yes.
I was at Ball Arena as the Nuggets were taking on Greg Popovich and the Spurs. Got to watch Michael Malone with his rather flamboyant outburst that got him tossed from the game, and rightfully so. So maybe I'm a little punch drunk, but I'm actually going to follow you despite the fact that you have been so completely horrendous with your NBA pick. Fox has played Detroit once this year, 27 points, 6 assists, 5 boards. Heck, he had 2 blocks, for crying out loud. He's a point guard, and he had 2 blocks in that game. So he's just kind of feeling it, I think, against the Pistons. I like the idea of him getting up over this number. He was right there when these two teams met before. So let's see him get up and over, and let's see you finally get back on that horse.
Oh, lucky number 7. That's all I need, Lundy. Don't let me down, dude. De'Aaron Fox.
Number 2.
All right, let's go to the Major League Baseball diamond. There's a ton of afternoon games, much like it was yesterday. The Rockies game was the only night game on the MLB slate, which is very unusual, and there's only a couple of night games on the Thursday slate as well. So let's go ahead and address one of those right now. I'm going to take Toronto on the run line because I got seduced by the juice at plus 150 going up against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, Southern California, in the Western Hemisphere. And I like the Jays here. Ross Stripling is on the bump. Yeah, he got roughed up in his first outing of the season against the Yanks. The Bronx Bombers lit him up for 3 earned and 3 1/3 innings pitched. He had 7 hits allowed in that game, a pair of walks, did strike out 5. But this is a guy historically who was pitching with the Dodgers recently, who generates a ton of ground ball outs. And I think he's going to get back to that playability that he can bring to the table. And he's going up against a guy I've never even heard of until today, Griffin Canning, Lundy, who sounds like a villain in a Dickens novel. Again, Griffin Canning of the Angels, a pitcher with a projected 4.5 ERA, decent stuff, a projected 9-plus K per 9, does walk a lot of guys, and has struggled with the gopher balls, gives up a lot of homers overall. You look at the Angels, number 9 in OPS. Yes, Toronto is only number 20 so far the young year in OPS, but I think the Jays will pack the lumber. They are going to light up Mr. Griffin Canning and win by 2-plus runs at plus 150. Let's do it. Fade or follow.
You're rolling with the plus number. All right. I see you getting seduced by the juice here. Yes. Griffin Canning, I'm pretty sure he was part of that lawsuit with the Winklevosses against Mark Zuckerberg. It sounds like he would have been, or at least he would have been.
Is he a character in Bridgerton? Like, you know.
Yes.
Is he getting involved in salacious activities? Because that's what I know about the show. I've not seen it, but I know it's basically softcore porn on Netflix.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either, but it does sound like that's the case. And yes, he also sounds like the kind of person where the word salacious would definitely belong within his bio somewhere, as he's like it's on his resume probably. I'll roll with this one just because I think that it is time to see the Blue Jays wake up and be able to hold the Angels down. I think they can do that. I think they can win it by 2. So, yes, I'm going to get seduced by the juice with you. But this is going to be a fun day, man. Lots of afternoon baseball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Probably be chasing on the late night tip with those Jays and fading Griffin Canning.
Number 1.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's go to H-Town. Let's talk about the Oakland A's against the Strohs. And I'm going to take the over in this one on 9.5 runs. It is Cole Irvin against Christian Javier in this matchup. Cole Hirvin, a guy that's not exactly a high-velocity thrower, tosses up a lot of beach balls that are out there. And as a result, I think the Astros are going to tee off on him, much like they did earlier this season, because they already played a series back earlier this month. On April 3rd, Hirvin went up against the Astros, 4 1/3 innings pitch, 4 runs, 7 hits allowed, only walk one, struck out just 2. He is a ground ball reliant pitcher, and in that game it was a 9-1 finish, so it just creeped over this proposed total. And then you look at Christian Javier, a guy that throws straight gas, has a phenomenal fastball and slider, but he's got control issues, much like maybe your elderly relative or me after an entire bottle of tequila in the fetal position on the floor of my bathroom. But I will say this about Javier: if he can harness that command and control, he could, you know, definitely rack up the strikeouts, but he's a bit of a loose cannon and a guy that's wildly unpredictable as a result. Against Oakland on April 2nd, 3 2/3 innings pitch, gave up just 2 earned runs, 3 hits, no walks, 4 strikeouts. So, you know, the no walks is a positive sign, but still, he's a guy that you just don't know what you're going to get. He's kind of like a box of chocolates. So that game was a 9-5 finish there, Lundy. So I think the over is going to come into play here. It's going to be double figures. Yes, Oakland is number 29 in total OPS in the young year, but Houston, number 3 in total OPS. The Astros have smacked 12 long balls in 6 games this year. So, again, this one could be, you know, 9-3, 10-4, something along that line. They are in the bandbox in Houston. So, fade or follow my over 9.5 total runs between the A's and the Astros.
Well, as you just pointed out, Brad, these guys started out, did a 4-game series to be able to get the 2021 season underway, and over and over. Yes, they went a perfect 4-0 on the over against the books, which is why this number is as high as it was, because I think maybe they sat back and said, okay, wait a minute, I don't think we can set this at 8 anymore. I think we might need to boost this thing up, but I think they can wind up doing it again. So yeah, I'm going to roll with you on the run total with this one, because we've already seen 4 games between these two teams, and they have been putting very crooked numbers up on the scoreboard and lighten it up, and I think they do it again tonight in Houston.
Yeah, and a little bonus time before we get out of here. Keep your eye out on Christian Javier's strikeout prop. I don't know what it's going to be. I know a Monkey Knife Fight, they posted it early, and it's at 5.5. But look at DraftKings Sportsbook. If it is also at 5.5 and it is plus odds on the over, that's worth a few bucks, in my estimation. Because, again, if he can actually show some control and command on the mound, his stuff is dynamite, and he could draw a lot of swing and a miss as a result. Again, he had 4 strikeouts, just 3 2/3 innings pitched in the first matchup against the A's, who have struck out at a 30% clip so far this season. So, again, watch out for that pitcher prop on Christian Javier. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. Follow me, at Noise Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? It really helps out our program. And log on to FTN Fantasy, FTN Daily, and FTNBets.com, and use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get a 10% off of your subscription today. And as always, until next time, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the Noise.